Recently, I've made mention a number of times about how I've been focusing on my health recently, taking trips to the gym and walking 6 miles every day. If you too are joining me on that, you might want to listen up to this bit of info. I'm Brad Mitchell. Now, if you ate a lot of Halloween candy last night or you plan to here in the future, according to health.com, there are three big mistakes that personal trainers see people make at the gym. Number one would be leaning on the handlebars when you use a treadmill or a stationary bike. It makes it easier, yes, but you don't get as good of a workout. You never want to make things easier on yourself. That's the whole point. When you lean on the handlebars, it prevents you from engaging your core muscles and your glutes, which are some of the most important muscles you have. So, you should mostly use the handlebars just for balance. Another mistake that people commonly make is not taking deep enough breaths. Your stomach should go out, not just your chest. Think about where your lungs are in your body. Now, your immediate thought might be right underneath your pecs, but in reality, your lungs extend throughout the entire inner area of your torso. That means all the way back to your back and all the way down almost to your waist. Now, when you don't take deep enough breaths, you don't get enough oxygen in your bloodstream. It also matters when you breathe. If you're doing a bench press, breathe out while you're pushing up. If you breathe in or if you hold your breath, your blood pressure spikes and you feel dizzy. When you're running, try to breathe out every time your right foot hits the ground. Lastly, a big mistake you can make is only working on your glamour muscles. Those glamour muscles I'm talking about are the ones you look at in the mirror, your biceps, your abs, all those things that people immediately think of when they think of a muscular person. People tend to concentrate on those and they forget about the muscles in their back. Do more exercises where you're pulling instead of pushing so you don't neglect those very important muscles. Also, don't forget to engage your core. Your abs are some of the most important muscles you have. Use them. Hopefully, if you're working out or planning to do so, you can take these tips and really make the most of your workout. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.